thing we spoke about was, what do you call it, Malachi, right? So one. This is the Ramal again, the Shita, so that by a drabonon, there's no marasayin. Beitzim hanimtzon ba'ofos imhem gemuros dahanu sheish lahem chelbon v'chelmon. They have a yolk, the white and the yolk. Afapi shehi meura begidin haveze gemura umutu la'ochla b'cholav. Avlam ein la ella chelmon asa levashon b'cholav. Avlam ochla b'fnei atzim mutod lecha achveim gvina o cholav. So there's a shach here. The shach is ois. Let's just read Tess and Yud in the Shach, okay? Afa Bishim Ur Begidin. Vahad Mashmal El Simon Pei Vav, the Behika Tanagoros Al Zinova Vitila Beitzim, the Asuras Mashim Evim in Achai. So you see, here it says that it has a din not of Bosa, right? Im Uras Begidin, Afa Pi Shinigma Bechel Bechema, Ama Kemen Shim Ur Bechoshu Kibosa Hatanagolas. Shiny hochdel in imbosa b'chol of the oaf shumit rabbonon hikilu. So the shach gives several answers. One is maybe b'sav oaf b'chol, since the only nogeret rabbonon were makel that it doesn't have a din bosa. Inami shiny hochdel came into chol chabif ne'atzmo shari ken kasu achron v'chiluk se huska b'toysis u'poiskin v'arashba michlon l'chalik ben hod de beitzis nevela le'el simen peivav de osa ben hach de hocha. Vinivili the belav hachilo koshem midi mihach dehi ketanagolas al znova the afikav de lo koshem bosa mikomakam afil chol of mamish havi osa mishum evim minachai. This is the best answer. The shach answers, and let's say it has a din of bosa, but the locha of evim minachai doesn't depend on the locha bosa. For Hawaii, chol would have been osa, not for the gzeiros of kosov eretz of its chol v'dvash, right? Ilav de kol. Also, Mishum Ev Menachai. He loved the Golan Kwal, Eretz Ovas Cholov Dvash. I feel Cholov Mamashaya also. Mishum Ev Menachai, if not for the Xeris, of course, of Cholov Dvash Kilael, Simon Pei Aleph. The MK Nehi, the Golilan Kwal, the Cholov Shori, Hainimishim, the Enu Machuba, Bishum Dova, the Enu Parishman Habasa, Aval Beitim, the Uros, Umachubaras, Vadai, be Suraya Kaima, Fugdola Mizu, Hayu. Yesh Oswim Afil Meme Chalav Mishum Evim Menachai. Right, there's Machlok Shishan, the Rush quotes it, that if it doesn't have a Shem Cholav, for example, Meme Cholav, if you would separate, you know, the within the milk, so the, you know, when you make the Gvina and so on, that part maybe should be also. If it's only Mutter together with the Cholav, once you separate them, maybe it should be also. That's what Al Evim Menachai. So you see, even Cholav itself are the components of the milk. As a matter of fact, there's a Chassam Sofer that says, has a Shaila about for a goy, whether the Xeris or Kosov works. Is it about Beitzim? One at a time, in his brothers, Mikom Mokom, Vadi de Beitzim, who was Lukulem, Asevi Mishum, Evi Menachai. Vod Kosov, in a time, that Filo Beitzim Mamish, Hayu Asuris Mishum, Evi Menachai, Ilav de Golun Lon Kro. The Shari, Kumasha Kosu Hashaorim, Simon Samachtali, the Shah Poskim, Hashmo, Vim Kim Vade, Kishemu Uros, the Logoli Lan Kro, the Asir Mishum Avim in Achai, the Zerboro.
Rabbi, that's a very strange Svara, no?
Why?
To hold that something wouldn't be Eivor Menachai as long as it's part of the milk, and then once you separate it.
Oh, that. Yeah, but it's in the showing. It's a Russia.
I know. You're right. Is there a...
You're right. It's a chiddush because manushach. If it's part of the challah, then it doesn't have its own independent thing. But once you separate it, it's called. It's not called cholov anymore, and therefore.
But what matir? Oh, I guess it's.
You know, it's the shem cholov, right? The shem cholov. It really should. Everything should be an eivor menachai. It's a separate aloch on cholov, but once it's on cholov, okay, it's got to be bosom cholov. We'll see later on this year with Alba and so on. This is some soifer that I'm quoting. I think the Pisgei Tshuva quotes it, or where would it be? That by a guy.
So you wouldn't be able to drink milk?
No, so maybe. No, I think he may distinguish between milk and. We know that she gave milk to Sisera, Yoel, right?
Okay.
Where is this?
But maybe Ace Lasso slash.
Yeah, I mean, Sisera wasn't so machbid on the kashrus one way or the other.
Yeah, but it would have been.
It would have been. Let's see the mixture.
Yeah.
But it's not Riecha.
Didn't he ever buy the Mlinoch? For sure.
So I think Ace Lasso.
What?
She Ace Lasso slash him. She had to take him out.
What?
She had
both. Do you
want to
look up the
Chassam
Sofer?
Yeah, I'm not sure where it is, though.
I'm waiting for my computer. It just turned it on. That's the way.
Okay, anyhow, but it's a famous Chassam Sofer.
Did Shimshon give them honey, or is that... No.
Huh? Right, well, I'm not sure what the halacha is by honey, by... also says the cost of...
Yeah, no? I can look for it in about 2 minutes.
Okay, let's continue. Hamushin v'amavushal b'chamit feria sifav. If something is smoked, right? B'chamit v'ain loikin alav. V'ain hamavashal b'asa b'meicholav o b'cholav mesa o b'cholav zocha. Al shabishal dam b'cholav potter, ve'ein lokan alechilasim mishum basa b'cholav. So meushan is a shaila nushanli whether meushan has a din of bishul or not, and since it's a bayad lo ifshito a shaila that's not so it as relates to basa b'cholav, which is diraisa we asa, but some bit of it, but as relate we're makil by bishulakum that meushan is not included in bishulakum. Because Bishalach is on Jabbanon, so it's not included. What Me'ushan means is a long discussion amongst Achronim, even later Achronim. It's especially okay as relates to Bishal Akum, whether, you know, if you have smoked salmon, that's Mutter, right? That's certainly Me'ushan. What if it's steam? Is steam considered Me'ushan or is steam considered regular Bishal? So Achronim talk about that. Rabbi Avadya Yosef has tshuvas about it. I mean, they're much earlier who they quote, obviously. And he's makel about it. The others are machmer about it. It's very nogeh to us because when in tuna...
Makel meaning that's
motion. That's motion, right. To be lenient. It's not bishul akum. When a tuna comes into a factory... In many factories, but now it's beginning to change because of the omega oils are, you know, something they want to maintain, and apparently when they steam it at the beginning, they lose a lot of that. But the reason they steam it initially is in order to make the skinning of the fish easier. You know, the way tuna comes in, it comes in the skin, and usually it's skinned by hand. So to make it easier for the skin to separate from the flesh, they steam it first. And suppose that's when it's really tasty, really, you know, delectable, that they cook it again in the cans, in big retorts, that's not for the flavor. They're cooking it again to kill the microbes. So if you think that the steam is ma'ushan, so then you don't have to be shalakim, assuming they're doing it. We have some tuna fish companies now that are not doing that, and we have to spend special mashkichim to turn on the fires to obviate the problem of bishalakim.
So that's... We say in bishalakim, bishalakim? I'm saying either way they're cooking it afterwards.
Right? Yeah, but that's, yeah, that doesn't matter.
Because so right. It's not limited to Shabbos? Isn't that like a discussion in that point?
No, but once, the bishal is only, once it's, no. The bishalakim, bishal we have by Basim Cholov, we had.
I'm but, saying, is it...
No, but no, it's already cooked. It's already cooked. Yeah, no, it's not... But here it's not just halacha bishulach. It's not... You're not chai for the mice or bishuls because he's misaki. It's because of kivas adas.
It's misaki because otherwise it would go, it would go bad, no?
Why would it go bad?
I don't know what microbes do, but...
Oh, it's not good for you. Right, but yeah, but that's not... Oh, it's not the flavor and anything. It's not required.
Meaning it's totally edible, it's just...
No, it's better than edible at that point. That actually, the cooking afterwards diminishes the taste.
So why do they do it?
I just told you to kill the microbes.
I don't
microbes.
Understand what that...
what do microbes do? That's what he's...
I'm just asking.
Whatever it is, the bacteria, whatever it is, that are in it, so by heating it at very high temperatures, it kills them.
But that doesn't... That's not official. That's just like a preventative measure.
Right. Mm-hmm. But any bishalakabishal doesn't apply to bishalakum. So anyhow, so ma'ushon, so this... I had a raya about this. I once spoke to Yoshev about this. You know, some want to say by Bishal Akum that that Bishal Akum.
What's the tzad? Why by steaming would it not be official?
Because it's like Ma'usha.
It's pretty. I mean, it's the same thing. It's like hot water.
It's not hot water. It's steam. So maybe that's not Derech Bishal.
But the steam, I mean, there's water in the steam, it's not just
fair. Right, I understand. So that's the shayla. So there are a lot of varias, which I'm going to prove right now, that even if it's a hot steam, or hot, that it's usa, that it's included ma'ushan, is because who's it? I don't have it here, but I think it's the Prisha asks, and there's a Prichodesh about it here also, I think. He asks, why should Ma'ushan, according to those who hold, I think he asked about all those who shown to hold that Sli is not included under Bishul by Basa B'cholov, so Ma'ushan should be further from, is further from Bishul than Sli. I think the Pichodosh, I remember exactly who it is, says, well, that the case we're talking about is like this. There's meat in a pot with milk, and you're heating it with, that's ma'ushan. So you see one thing, you see he's not talking about a cold smoke, like making Norwegian salmon. He's talking about a hot smoke, right? His ma'ushan. And the additional chiddush is he considers this ma'ushan, even though it's being cooked in milk, it's just the means of transporting the heat, the ishan. Because he has a tshuva about this. He doesn't quote the source. Some wanted to be maker. Gdalia Felder was a rav in Canada. He has a tshuva. He wants to say in factories if they cook it. Because the main medium of heat in factories, modern-day factories, is steam. When we cook things, we cook it with, pipes that bring steam to the kettles and so on. But... So he thinks that maybe everything shouldn't be Bishul Akum in factories because of that reason. So that's not a Dava Pashat at all, because that's not really Ma'ushan, we would think. Because that's even if you think steam is Ma'ushan, you're not cooking with the steam. You're cooking in the pot, whatever the liquid in the pot is. So because he talks, for example, lots of factories that put things in cans and then they'll heat them in the retort. But the steam that they're using to heat it with, that's not what's cooking. It's the it's being cooked in the water in the can or whatever, or the juice in the can. And so, I mentioned this, this chuv to Rabbi Yoshev from Felder, Rabbi Felder, and from Gedalia Felder, and you know, this creature which you knew just like that. He said you shouldn't be somech on al halacha though, which we're not. But it's related to, I want to mention, I think it's related here. And
Rabbi, I found your pasuk sofer.
Oh yeah, what? So where is it?
It's Yordes and Yutes.
Yutes.
In Shuchas sofer.
Oh. But doesn't, oh, right, okay.
I don't know, I could...
Right, so what does he say? What does he say?
It's a long tshuva, but he's definitely talking about beitzim and challah.
Right, and he says, but Lamaise, I think he holds that you shouldn't sell beitzim to a goy, right?
No?
I think Lamaise is ma'at.
He says, yeah, I guess so. He says, I just saw the beginning. He says, ma'at ha'tamua titama iuni, yain anu ragilim l'mkor beitzim l'nachrim. So, I mean, there's a lot more to go, but I could read it.
Right, okay.
But you're the Simon Yates.
Okay. So here, by the way, Kiv Ege has a Shaila. Kivegi has a shayla. Oh, nishchut. He says like this. He says. Let's continue. But in the shalacha, ain lokin v'chein hamavashu basu b'mei cholov, o b'cholov mesa, o b'cholov zocha. So cholov mesa is what is not considered. Is not cholov. Lugabri basa b'cholav, right? The shasa b'cholav klam cholav shiotzim men la'acha misasa v'loshna meisha mi'atzma o nishchuta klakamon gabri chal, right? So b'kivega has a suffix. So after shchita also it's considered cholav mesa. So b'kivega has a shayla like this: what's the halacha about a ben pakua? Because is ben pakua called cholav mesa or not? Because what is the ben pekua? I shechted the mother, right? And the uba survived, and it's born or comes out, whatever, and it's prancing around, right? And then you milk that ben pekua. Is because alpidin is called the geshachtana, right? It doesn't require shechita again. We only require shechita because of marasayin, and it's a shaila that has even be a kosher shechita. All treifas are kosher, and so on. Machlek Shach of Taz, what about the Epkima in the knife? So, Kivega is Mesupik, whether that's called Chalav Mesa. So, that may depend on a few things. One Shilam, I'm just mentioning the parenthetic, we're not learning Hilchot Shechita now, but it may depend on how you understand Chalav Ben Pekua. Is Ben Pekua because the Shechita of the mother is Chal for the Uber? So it's like the Uber's geschachten, or is it because that the Uber doesn't require shechita, right? It's not that it was a maisha shechita in the Uber. It's part of the whole animal culture. It's kosher culture, but behemoth tochelo. Because if you say that there wasn't a shechita in the Uber, so maybe it's not called chalav mesa, or maybe chalav mesa only means even has it in shechita, but that's not enough to make it chalav mesa because it's you know happily. You know, as I said, going out in the meadow, wherever it is, right? Anyhow, it's a famous Kivya Shaila.
What is the status of Chalav? Is it kosher?
What?
Let's say you have it by yourself.
Chalav Mesa. It's Mutta.
You know, you found it, let's say it was in a Nevela?
Oh, no, if it's a Nevela now, but we're talking about...
So I'm saying the Chalav in a Nevela.
No, so that's no good.
It would be considered like...
Right, because Yotze min a tummy. But the Cholav of a, if it was geshochten, right?
So this would have to be a Cholav Mesa of a
Nishchat. Right.
It has a Dinder Rabbanan of Cholav, right?
What?
The Cholav Nishchata has a Dinder Rabbanan of Cholav. We treat it as Cholav.
We treat it as...
It's din d'oraisa chalav. The shach says it would also be from a chalav. From a
mesa, right.
From the atzma, also.
Right, so, alright, even me, I mean, it'll be us, it's nevela, but it'll still be chalav.
Yes,
then we'll get involved in the shayla.
Oh,
the Rams Nukun and the Flow, whether that'll be us or Bahana. But it's still us if you cook with it, right? Even if, right, we're not, because it's not a tomato, it's just an avail.
With meat, we're handling Chal.
It sounded like from the Sugi Chal that it's only us with the Rabbanan with Chal, with Basar.
It's only us, it's only
so then it doesn't have a din chal midraisa.
It doesn't.
Midraban.
You mean, for example, if I ate meat, can I drink this milk afterwards?
Or in general, mixing it together.
Right, so that's this halacha. You're not chayv for chalav mesa.
So it's not really chalav.
But b'mei chalav, or b'chalav mesa, or b'chalav zacha, or b'shibishal dam b'chalav, potav v'ein loikin ala chilas, v'mishim basa b'chalav. Oh, no, so it's Osman Jabon, it says potav v'ein loikin ala chilas. So it's mashma that midraban, it is also, excuse me.
No, it's
mutter
to drink. It's
usher
to cook with meat.
Right. No, but he's asking. Let's say I ate meat and I have chalav mesa, right? Right, that kind of milk, right? Would that be? Is that only ma'as ayin? Or if I put a sign to this, no, it sounds like midrabanan. It's usher still. It's not just ma'as ayin. Ma'as ayin doesn't eat it, right? Put chalav shkeit in there, whatever it is, you know, to show that it's not regular milk.
In the Ran says Marseille, no?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Ran says Marseille. So
he says Marseille. But from the Shulchan Aruch is Mashma that it's also Midrabanan, because it says Potter. Mashma, it's Potter Avalosa.
And maybe he's just talking about.
And it could be Potter, maybe he means, because what does the Goyin say? Test sign. Obuchol of Mesa, remember the Shmuel. No. Said Shuvah quotes this Kivega, then he quotes the Rabbi Yehuda, says that since it's, and the reason Chol of Mesa is you're not chayv on it because it's ain't a royal else aim, right? So okay. What is next? What should we say here? Okay. So I'm not sure. We should check that. Yes, Cholov is Cholov Mesa. Midrabanan, which says, is midrabanan, we still consider it like chalav? Your question? Well, it's only ma'asayin. And the nafkamina would be if you eliminate the problem of ma'asayin. Right? Okay, I'm not sure. The chalav, and then the Ramah continues. The chalav zachal or mikre. So we have to check this shayla out. What's the loch about chalav mason? Is it only al tzma asayin, or is midrabanan we consider it chalav?
I think the Rishonim discuss in Tzadi, right?
What?
The Rishonim discuss in
Tzadi.
I mean, it seems like it's only...
Like
Shmei
Chal?
Yeah. That's right. What about it by itself?
Oh, I thought it would be... I thought based on that discussion that it would be obvious that it's mutter by itself.
No, not by it of course is mutter.
Yeah.
No, we're talking about, let's say I ate meat, right? Can I drink milk now?
So isn't that the discussion?
So
in other words, if the Rishonim would say that it becomes basar b'chalav, then Darabana, no. But according to the Rishonim like the Ran, who says that it's marasayin, so then...
Right. I mean, the Pashtus is that it's, because like by chal, you're right, a chal also medivei sofim she ain b'rusa she nispatz b'chol shchuta also min haTorah. America chol shibo mutal it's losu la'ochlo v'im kolshta. Right, is this Issa? The Pashtus, the way it sounds, like from Lashon here and over here, you're right, is that it's Osam Midrabanan, that it's not just Marasayim. Right? It sounds like that.
There's a... Where's the Raid in the Rishonim?
Okay. Let's go on. Now we're into the Ramah. V'cholav zochel omikre cholav, klal, v'im nofol l'toch deva shel bosa, Eino osa, aval cholav mesa, umei cholav, osim hamaychal kamo cholav atzma. Vafilo vabisha yesh lesa lechatchila, right. Vyesha unda osa lachtos ha'es, tachas kdeu shal ovika chovim, lefisha heim evashim behem pomim cholav, pomim bosa. Vamachata tachas kdeu shal hem, boli de bishal bosa b'cholav. So, what is the shach? Yesh into osla lachtos, uba mordechai sham kosher she osla vashel boso iso, bebeis yisrael bekdeva shel oviko chovim shemin yechata yisrael lachen tzarch leshvachos ovdos kol chovim shtei kdeves acha shel boso veecha shel cholav vekach posku betoris chatas miu boso lav davka elhu adin shadron tisil boso timer. But coming back to the Ramah, from the Ramah is Mash. Remember, we at the beginning of Bosom Cholov, two weeks ago, we spoke about the Kivega, about Bishul Acha Bishul by Bosom Cholov, right? So the Kivega says if it was cooked, right? So once it was cooked, there'd be no Issa. Right, the mashma lukivek said in the special the cholav mutu lachzu levashla. Fine between begodim, right? Begodim has discussion about this, but from this ramor is mashma that yesh bishul achabishul, right? Because he says you shouldn't reheat in this kteva, right? Because since they sometimes cook meat in it, sometimes they cook milk in it. So therefore, you have meat, milk in the same thing, right? So by cooking it, you will create basa b'cholav. Not you will create; it's already in there, right? But you will, what you will, you'll be mevashal again. So l'chori raya ramor is not like Rabbi Kivega says, right? There is bishul achabishul by basa b'cholav, but it's not mukach because it's possible to interpret the ramor that since mevashim sometimes cholav and sometimes basa, and now you're going to be, and now you're cooking one or the other, basa or cholav, and there is basa and cholav in the k'teva, so now you're cooking basa and cholav. Which, in other words, the what's in the pot now, which is either milchiks or fleishiks, that's the bishul of basa and cholav. That's another way of reading the Ramah. But the other way of reading the Ramah, the simple way, it would sound, even if it's not milk or milk in the thing, the Ramah is saying not to do it because it may come like the bishul of basa and cholav, if there's basa and cholav ben yomo in the k'teva. Right, so depending how you read this Ramah, the consequence is that Shalom Kivega about Bishul Achabishul. Okay.
That would only be a Chatzi Shir, though, that reading.
Why Chatzi Shir?
It's only the Blios in the.
Depends how much is in the pot. Could be Kishir.
What's the Shir? Kazayis?
Kazayis. Okay. Okay, so the ein la'arev mayim shidichu behem kli basa in mayim shidichu behem kli cholav v'litin lifnei behema da'asurim b'hano. Right? Because it'll create basa b'cholav and it'll be basa b'cholav d'iraisa.
Here he doesn't say, though, it's asur because of bishul.
So Kiveg is bothered about that. Why does he mention only... why don't you mention Bishul? So look in the Kivega. Kishidichim b'mayim loskim koshli. Dim kein milvad hanor litzel arav mitam isu Bishul. ba'ayin ma shekasav na bereish ha-simen, ach kach ve'ishi de'amid b'zeh ha-plesi, ve'ulai yesh loma de'mayri, de'hamayim shebebeis ha-kelem heim, shishim, k'neged ha-echad, El de Osl Avil Hanus Mimen de Havik Mivatl Isla Chatchila. For Osl de Dina de Emma Vafl Isla Chatchila, Le Inyan Achila Vahano, Avil In Bishal Lo Matsino King. For Dain Tzorachim. So Kiveg is Mesupik, maybe the halacha of Emma Vafl Isla Chatchila only applies to Achila and Hano, not to the Isa Bishal.
Is that because he holds like maybe it's only like as we said Siaga Dreisa?
But then one would have thought that maybe it should apply to Bishul. I mean, I'm not sure what it depends.
They wouldn't have it. They wouldn't have a shear in the same way.
What do you mean?
Meaning if it's only a Siag, so then maybe it's not its own thing in its own right.
But still. But if it,
so it doesn't have this, it doesn't have even Vatlin, it's not, I don't know, just, maybe it doesn't have its own din of even Vatlin, it's not its own Isser.
I mean, if you think it's a drabonon and it's a chshash, maybe you won't have the shear, then you would say it would apply as well. That's what you mean?
Well, siag deraisa wouldn't be drabonon, but if it's.
No, I'm saying, except for the Ravid, most people hold them in Vatlin, it's only drabonon.
Right.
So if it's only drabonon, and some say the reason it's only drabonon because we're worried that you won't have the shear, then maybe it shouldn't make a difference whether it's achila hanor, or maybe not. I'm not sure. But if it's diraisa, then maybe each one has his own. I'm not sure.
If the yisur is imav alin is he shouldn't be saying it's usher b'hanor. He should say it's usher to be imav alin is usher l'achila.
Right.
Yeah, but he. It's not worded like that.
Why would what would be the chilek between the
I don't know. You have to say shikul tov and the kivega.
Yeah.
Why would it be only by disha? What does kivega mean?
In Bishal for Bishal. Because they're one and a half.
That would be, I mean, then what?
They're both cooked already.
Well, they're both cooked already. I don't know if that makes a difference. That's what Rosh Tomeka said. If it's already, if each one by itself would be cooked, in Hilcha Shabbos, it would be Ein Bishal Achabishal. But Lubagari Bas B'cholov, it would not be Bishal Achabishal. Because now you're creating Bas B'cholov by cooking the two together.
Right.
That's what Rabbi Gilman Ashur said.
Right.
I don't know. Okay, let's continue. Zayin, ha-mevashel shlil b'cholav chayev, v'chein ha-oichel, ha-mevashel shilya, the shlil is the uber, right, your chayev. But if you mevashel the shilya, the placenta, because the placenta is not basa, or v'gidim v'atzomis v'ikri kanayim, v'tlofim ha-rakim, potter, v'chein ha-ochlam, potter. So here when it says potter, again, you know, we spoke about before, because we have this cloud, potter v'losa usually only means by basa b'chola. Like, remember, in Hilchos Shabbos, it's potter v'losa. Over here, when it says potter, does it mean still it's potter v'losa? So the Shach says, yes, potter v'chein ha'ochlem, hachin nami isur mi ha'ikah. Um, Okay, let's continue. Yesh misham din esyuve de chalba, pirish cholov hamis makses hakit mi kipon hagvina. When you make cheese, so the way, it's not clear what the nesyuve de chalba mean. Is that the way?
Is that meimichal?
Or is that meimichal? Or is that the like the lactose? But it's very white, you know, the milk sugar. So some say that that's ena bichal meichalav for osim in hatoyra. Ela meichalav haino achasha osim. So this nesyuve de chalba pashas means the way. Ela meichalav haino. Achasha osim hagvina mevashim hanesyuve va'ochel tzafne lamala v'lo nishabo elamayim bi'alma zeh hanikrei meicholov. So it's even the furthest, you know, it's very, very translucent. That's the word I was looking for. All right, cholov hanimtza bekeva eno cholov umutu levashel bosa afilu betzol shabo v'yesh misha oisa. So this is machlokes the Rambam and Tosfos. What does the Shach say? The nafkalei mitoris ochel the choshev kiperis the tunofis, because it's already been partially digested by the enzymes in the stomach. It's very yucky, to use a very technical term. And right. So anyhow, whether that's mutter or not, let's continue. Cholov hanimtza bekeva lechatchila ein lehanichel bekeva ad sheyitzdanen hacholov b'toch hakeva. Aval b'yevet ein lochosh shenimlach bekevasa o she'amid bo yom echad osu lehamid bo. V'imhemid bo imhu hatzol also kol hagvinos ad she shishim b'cholov shehemit neged hakeva hasuva v'imhaya shishim b'cholov hakol mutter v'imhaya hakeva klusha eino seves klum afilu lo haya shishim b'cholov neged hakeva v'imhaya hakeva tzol mitchila v'nikrash yesh lo din tzol beis. Okay. V'yesh mekilim b'zeh. U'b'mokom hesed yesh lahakil. Or hakevel l'f'omim molchin also u'miyapshin also v'nasa ke'etz u'mamalin also cholav mutur d'mi'achash n'shiyabiz havi ke'etz bi'alma v'ein bo lachluchis basa. Right? If they take the or hakeva and they completely dry it out, So he said that's like eitz ba'alma, right?
That's more than jerky, right? Like, what, like?
Well,
jerky would, I'm assuming beef jerky would be fleishig, right?
Yes, but what, beef jerky is not made from the or. No, it's
from the or. I thought the or on cave is referring, Cave is. When I was learning this, I thought cave is referring to the milk, and orha cave is referring to the meat, the cave itself.
No, I think the orha. I'm not sure, but you know, the cave is one of the stomachs of the. Baribelsky pointed out very well. He said, you know, one of the matnas kahuna is roel chayayim v'akeva. Why is the cave important to the kohen? Because all the enzymes, the rennet, is in the cava. So when you want to make cheese, you want to make the keva, use the keva. So this halach is important to us also in terms of, you know, the oha keva is, I'm not sure if it's that just, I mean, I don't know that much about the keva. If you look in the keva, you'll see they're like spongy, you know, protrusions that are, that's where the rennet, you know, the renin is, right? So
It's not the whole stomach. It's just that part.
Right. The cave is one of the stomachs of the. The Oha cave, I think. Right, but I think the principle would apply to any of it. It's all of it is considered. If it's nisyabish, it becomes eitz ba'amitz and loses its shem bosser because it before it did have a shem bosser, right? So that
was my question. Is we don't say that for other pieces of meat.
No, but this just means that therefore you could store chalav in it. It doesn't mean that you could eat it with chalav. It just means that you could use it as a basket.
Why wouldn't
it's dry?
So and even that the shach. The shach says mikamakom nivel dechatchila ein lasos king. That's a chumah the shach. So this is important because you know when we make, what's the heta when you make? Let's say you get kosher rennet, right? How did they used to make cheese? They take a little bit of the stomach of the animal and they'd mix it in, right? And it would ultimately coagulate the milk and make it into cheese. This enzyme. So what's the heta to do that? Why isn't the problem possible of mixing it together? So one of the answers is because it's completely nisyabish. So it's ke'etz b'yalma. Another answer is that maybe it's the amount that you put in is tiny. It's much less than shishim. So maybe it's completely bottled. And it's when you're putting it together, it's at that point it's still heta. But that's what Kibega talks about. You know, he's an isim of atlin shalachila by Bosa B'cholov. We spoke about it, remember, at the beginning. Because maybe it's only derech bishul ashton, it's only if it's nice and tan. So each one by itself is heta. Would that be mutter and at least midiraisa? But what we're relying on is that it's nisyabish. And here there's a famous pischei tshuva. Look in ois chaf. Shnis yabesh ayin b'tshuvas tiferes tzvi v'ashikosev b'toloim adumim hamiyabshin osam v'tzovim v'hem mashke yash demuta gam kem itam zeh. So this this shaila is what he's talking about these toloim adumim is something that we still use, and it's a big shaila in poskim. Mitchas Yitzchak has a tshuva about it. The red dye can come from artificial or natural sources. One of the natural sources comes from a beetle in South America, right? What do you call it? And that's how you get carmine. Carmine is a deep red color, and it's very highly prized in industry because it's a very stable red color. And it became more in use because there was a time, not a time till this day, when the federal government disallowed the use of there was a red coloring, I think it's number 5, because they considered it to be potentially carcinogenic. So the government disallowed it, so industry was scrambling for other good red colors that are stable and don't fade.
You get carcinogens that can cause cancer.
That's the issue. Is this red? So what happens with this red dye? They take the beetle, they dry it up completely, right? It's nisyabish ke'etz. So is it mut or not? So that's what he's talking about, the pischei tshuva, and the pischei tshuva is mekel about it. So lamaisa in industry, can you use it or not? This came an issue for us, you know, when we took over the hashgacha for Mars, for M&M's. So they were using for the coloring of the M, you know, the ones that had a red coloring, they were using carmine. So what do we do? So what we did was we changed the coloring. They changed to not to carmine. But then the issue was, what if they had some still, you know, so the answer was that it was bottled and so on. But the tzadim lakula are that, first of all, maybe it's bottled with shishim, once it's ready, but because it's only for chazusa, it's not for timer, so maybe it's bottle. That's right. And then maybe it's mutter, right? So there are those who are makel about the Minchas Yitzchak, Dayan Weiss was makel about this, if it was, you know, tzorech. So, but that's the issue about carmine. It's for us, it's an important. So the OU's position is that we don't use carmine, and we don't rely on this Teferis Tshuva because the Tshuva is quoting. Okay.
Question. So nowadays when they make cheese, do they still use the rennets enzymes from the cow or do they use artificial?
So nowadays, things have changed completely. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are almost all cheeses that are made are using what's called microbial rennet, which is a synthetic rennet. But there are some cheeses that they use still, you know, the real stuff from animals, because they get a different yield. So some of the, you know, like Swiss cheese or stuff like that, they may use still regular rennet. It used to be there was a company in Israel, Frankenthal, that used to make kosher rennet. You know, they shecht it on and so on. But they went out, they don't do it anymore. They went out of business.
They have family in America?
I think they have family in America also, right. Yeah. Right. But they don't do it anymore because just the industry moved away from it. Okay, so there's not a market for it, especially within that little sliver, you know, kosher cheese. So even in Israel, I mean, they may have some kosher rennet. I'm not sure, but it's small amounts. Almost everything now is microbial rennet.
Could they have used a non-kosher animal also?
What?
If you're saying it's like AIDS, do you need a kosher animal?
Oh, so that's what that discussion is. According to this, they may be makel about it because if they think it's a shabbos case, yeah. even correct. Even a non-kosher
like
rennet. We don't.
No.
What?
What is it, Shemi? Hamid be Orkivish on the
Vela? Right. So, but that maybe wasn't the Shabbish Lagamre.
Wow.
Right. We don't rely on this. But that's part of the discussion about this. There's Kivegas about it. I tell you how you use kosher rennet. You know, why isn't it? You know, that's what we spoke about before. Okay. So the Piskei Tshuva says, but Ke'etz ba'alma va'ayin ber heitiv v'hu adin sham me'ayim ava bosu yovesh ke'etz osa v'hu adin oha keva v'bishu yes leso demisvachech v'hu adin ayidei shriyas shri me'es la'es yes la'achm v'davka ayidei melicha o k'shir shel k'shir al ha'es hu demutter prima godem uvizeh nista mashikosa b'sefer Lechem aponim. Okay. Be'echad shetochav etzpo l'toch ayin shel behemel v'fua v'nis yabesh ad shelo yuchel hasiro v'nichu b'toch kli im cholav oseach k'dei shisrachich v'lohayo shishim. Wow, what a story. He took his finger, he stuck it into the eye of the animal, presumably he was dead. And then it solidified around him to get this. Or this was for medicinal purposes, and to get it off, he had to put it into, you know, hot water. He couldn't, you know, to melt it. There's an acid, the and there was milk there. Yeah. Finishing the kol of ala kli.
The
acid kli. V'hove havi ke'etz biyama ayin sham uledivrei ha prima godin lo tov hora. The my the bosa yovish ke'etz osa the ha bosa yovish ke'etz osa for all the ha kan hayabishu. So I guess it means to say in different words nesrachich. Amnon b'tshuvas at first tzvi mavur de loka prima godim el de gam bosa yovish eno osa for gam mavur de af ayde shri emes la es nami shori. Because once it was considered nesyabis, it later on became rach. They hold that the isu was pakka, and it goes off. Right? The chem avur b'tshuvas noy to be Yehuda. Al shikosam tazed dafke b'bosa b'chol. The kevin the nesyabis mikodem abosa lo nish abotam lesa acholav lo cholalav shem bosa b'cholav. Av abosa isu lo nifka mimenu shem isu aydesh nesyabis ayin sham. For gam bezeh choydek alav b'tshuva teferes tzvi. Um, mavur the lock up your gun okay the lock another be huda ve gain mavur but shuvus shus yakov the I simon ein avienna lakamin simon kufnun hey why but shuvus das ace okay so there's any other discussion achronim if sunday's nisyabish ke'etz completely does it apply to usurim maybe this could only apply to by bus of a cholov because the tab bus is gone. Fine.
Is it possibly totally in a similar thing we spoke about by gelatin? If it becomes totally not edible and then it comes back, is that similar?
It is relevant, yeah. Yes.
Like with Chaimoser. Chaimoser.
Lamakotl was an Isa.
Right.
Right. Chaimoser was a maker.
Then it, once it was.
But it's relevant. It's relevant to that discussion.
Right.
But here it wasn't only just there by the way Chaim Moshe described it. It was described to him that the gelatin becomes nifsa machila at one point, not just a nisyabish because it's treated with acid and this and that.
Right.
Whether that's exactly accurate, his description, and whether you know this is a tahalich, it's going through a process, to, you know, going through this to become roi lachila again. Whether that you know changes it is, you know, that's an issue. Okay. Now, just a last thing about Maimed. Im Hemed Gvina Ba'or Kevas Kshera Im Yesh Bo Tam Bosa Asura Vim Lav Muteras Aval Ha Maimed Ba'or Kevas Nevela Utrefa Ubehemet Mea Osa B'chol Shul. So this is important to look. This is the loch of Maimed. Now Maimed is a Din Drabanan that even though there's Shishim against it, so it should have been bottle. But if it's a maimed, what does a maimed mean? That, let's in the case of cheese, that this rennet, as an example, right, makes the whole product. Without it, you wouldn't have cheese. So it's considered choshev and it's not bottle. So that halacha, is, so as the Ramo contains, Mishum Dedova ha'osu ba'atzma, o maimed afilu ba'elef lo bottle. V'davka shalohoya shamaimed acha, raka osa. Avim haya shagam kein maimed heta havizevizeh goyim umuta im ika shishim neged ha'isa. So this halach of maimed is only if the Ramo is saying if it's this itself is causing the whole thing. But if you need two ingredients or two components to have that result, so then it's not that's not a maimed anymore because it's a zevizeh goyim. It by itself couldn't do the trick, right? So this gets into involved a lot in issues of flavors, for example. Let's say you have a particular flavor, and that flavor, you know, they add different things to flavors to enhance the flavor, to strengthen the flavor. But it's not just one component. If there's another component that does it, right? So there's a
chuk. Can't do it.
What?
There was a Rabbeinu Baruch, I think, that if it can't do it itself, it was machlokes Rabbi Mordechai and others. If let's say this, you're having some other part in there, but if in it itself can't be maimed alone, it needs other variable.
Right, so we're making that's considered that? A zev zekorim. That's avam yesh gam kein maimed heter avizek goyim umuta im ikeshish kedegre isa. He has, by the way, so once the stipler has a tshuva about this. It was in one of the old Am HaTorahs, specifically I think about flavors, and if I'm not mistaken, he says it lakula. But this halacha of maimed is an important halacha because it's not just in cheese, but it's other ingredients. You know, the nachrayim, the very interesting shilas about maimed. For example, let's say you put in a preservative, right? So the amount they put in is tiny, and let's say that preservative is not kosher. Is that bottle? Right, because is that called a maimed? Because you'd have the product without it, right? But 2 weeks from now, you wouldn't have the product anymore. Because, for example, in breads, they put in certain emulsifiers that keep the bread fresh. Because the thing that makes the bread not fresh is it begins to oxidize with the oxidant. And these emulsifiers stop the mixture of the oxygen with the dough and the starch. But how is that called a Dover Maimon? That's an interesting shiva, because you'd have the bread. You know, why is it when you the bread that you bake in your house? I'm sure all of you are breaking challahs for Shabbos, so just like me. So why is it that in your house, it doesn't last more than 2 days, but when you buy it in the store, it lasts 2 weeks? Or like I had a devil dog this morning, they last for weeks, the devil dogs. I mean, I grew up on devils, but I gave it up, except when it's on the table and you can't do it. So they stayed fresh for so long. How is that? Well, it's because
it's
they... Right? No, because they put these emulsifiers in, right? So is that called the Dover Maimon? In terms of Dover Maimon, they're interesting shilas. But the loch by Maimon is also that if it's... We're not sure if there's a Maimon, or if it's a Suffolk, if it's a Maimon, it's mutter, because it's only Drabonon. He quotes over here that Maimon is only Drabonon. There's a Balamor about this.
Rabbi, about the flavors, didn't you quote a Shach once? I quoted a Taz about Shuman. Shuman's not sharp, and therefore it's buttle, even if it impacts the flavor. Maybe I'm mistaken. So this
halacha of Maimid only applies applies only if it's Isur, but if it's Heta, it's not a Maimid, right? So let's say the Maimid is it's a Shah whether it's Milchix or not, right? So the right, there's Machlux, Rambam, and Ravid about this by Maimid, no? Do you have there by where would it be? By Bosa B'cholov, let's say the Cholov is a Maimid, right? So, but it's Heta, right? But you see, that goes back to the Shaila we had at the beginning of Bosa B'cholov. Does he have about that?
The Rambam?
So, I think there's a Rambam and Ravid about it. But anyhow, but the halacha of Maimid only applies to what? To Issa, not to Heta. Right? So look here in the Shach.
Shach La Maimid Hay over here?
Maimid Is Hakam Rebbe?
No, not Kvinas Hakam, Bosh Vacholov.
Oh, okay. I'll keep looking.
On a roan ki iloha isu be'en. V'hamal shal posuk b'perek kol ha'bosos the afil ha'maymid b'or kevis nevela botl b'shishim v'ein drav mukhrochim. So, but we paskin that maymid is us, right? It's a balamor. Then the in terms of Zev Zagorim, the Shach says near the Dafka Kishen Ha Isu Yochel Hamid Levado below Ha Heter Halav Hachi Osa Vahachi Muchik Lehedi
Mordechai. There's no
Ravid there.
No, I'm looking for.
But you mean you don't have a Ravid in your thing?
No, I do, but I don't know where it is.
Oh.
What it was about.
It's about this that the Ram says by Maimon doesn't create Bosa B'cholov, and I think it's Machlo. See, it depends. This Shaila also goes back by Bosa B'cholov. What's the locha? If the Shishim, why is it Mutter? Remember the Kivega I mentioned earlier. is it mutter because it's bottle, or is it mutter because derech bishul asher tayra? So it never created bas v'chol. It has to be nice and tam. So therefore, so we kivega as a shal. Am I allowed to put a little bit of milk into a fleishik's, you know, choned, right? It'll be less than it shouldn't be mevatlin zechad chila because I never created bas v'cholov.
Because it's
heter. But no, because
you're never
you're not creating these. Mukul head. So let's look in here. For how can mukul head be modachai shekosav shavai ledin zeh midi dehavi gabi saor perik pasu devos kochavim saor shel truma shel chulim ubezek kedei lahachmitz ubezek kedei lahachmitz for chamtzo isa also. The Shem and Matir, Avlam Ein Beis Levado Kedei Lahachmitz, Im Lo Shiyase Eno Haheta Lekule Alma Mutter. Pekach Kosev Atoises Bavodis Kochovim, Umiyu Yesh Lachav Kedei Lahachmitz Shaini, Tavi Noisin Tam Mamish Kedei Isa Vishas, Ava Pshati Ve Mordechai Lo Mashmina Lechalik Pekach, Va'od im kein lo hayatzoch l'saim avim ein be'is levado kedei lahachmitz im lo shius eno aheta l'kuli alma mutter to ahoch belav hachi mutter v'tzorachin l'dinim v'ayin l'kama. Right, so that's the shot. Even if each one by itself can't do it, so that's as if it's a gun.
Right. He's not sure.
Right.
What do we pass the maimed that it has to be by itself, maimed, or do we
make all
that?
Do we make all that's this ramal.
I'm saying this shaft that is so big. If let's say you have maimed that comes from an iser, but it could be maimed by itself without the heter. Is that called zev zegor?
It comes with, but
this
I mean, if it could do it by itself.
If it can't do it by itself, everyone's going to be masking. But right. Let's say it could do it by itself, but you also have other components. Are we mekel or are we?
It could do it by itself, and the other one could also do it by itself.
The other one is contributing, but it.
Well, if it could do, I think if it can do it by itself, that's not a sefer zegorim. Sefer zegorim is if you know it needs other things also, but if each one by itself, it's zeyachol or zeyachol. That's not. I don't think that's sefer zegorim. By my mind, at least. Look in the Matthew Yonison. He says, "How do we put Ayn Shach Sifkot Lamed Vav Mefaf Beim Yesh Bechol Echad Kedei LaHaimid VeHa Pichodosh Desor Shel Chulin VeTruma Shenofel Toch BeIsa VeKol Hatzlam DeKishesh BeIsa Levado Kedei LaHachmitz." Chametz also ayin shalom tovah ba'oyer for ein zeh muchrach bishlam mahosim talya dov b'taim v'bechimus v'lo b'chshivus v'im ken kemishesh v'isha levado kedei lechametz shuv haheta einu mala v'einu morid masha ein ken b'dova ha'maimed the talya b'chshivus yeshlam kem v'deika b'hade b'hodi dova ha'mutter shuv les b'lei chshivus dova ha'maimed a bottle. So here the Matthew Yonison, he's made all that. Okay. Okay, let's continue a few more minutes, okay? Afilu boso, shlo lalos boso al shulchan sh'ochlun gvina. All right? Afilu boso chayev of osu lahaloso al shulchan sh'ochlun gvina. Shelo yovo le'ochlum yachad. Ava b'shulchan shesuda olav hataf shel mutter liktein zeh b'tzad zeh. Now, you're not allowed to put milchus and fleishiks unless there's simen on the same table. But if it's let's say, the tray that they serve to the table, right, and they're sitting at different tables, you can have the milchus and fleishiks on that same one.
Countertops?
You're allowed to have. So countertops would be an example that would be mutter.
Even though the minute, it seems like the minig is to have a different place.
Right, but the minig is. That's a different story. In other words, if you put hot stuff on them, you know, on a regular basis, because they'd be spilled, but just to put them there to serve.
Right.
And I don't know if that's necessarily the meaning. Now we get richer, so we have different countertops and so on, but...
In Washington Heights, you don't have any room for two. Barely have room for one countertop.
Right, two. Right. So the meaning is not that way, right?
Yeah.
So I suspect it. For hot osul halos sif beis, the osul halos al shulchan dafka b'shnei bnei adam hamakim ze et ze, afilu heim makpidim ze al ze, aval achsanoim sheim makim ze et ze. Right, they're both staying in the inn. They don't know each other. They're eating at the same table, so they're not going to eat from each other. They don't know each other. So then they can eat milchiks and fleishiks on the same table. Afilu hamakim im osul shum heker. Right, and the Ramah adds that this that passes a hecker only if they're both not eating from that same, you know, loaf of bread or whatever the sliced bread. For dafka she'ein ochlim and hapas hamunach b'nehem lehecker avim ochlim mimenu lo havi hecker. The belav hochi hapasha ochlim mimenu munach al hashulchan. Avim im nosnu b'neim kli shesochim menu shesochim menu. Excuse me. Ubelav hachi ein dakul yos al hashulchan havi heka afal pi shesochim min hakli. V'chol ze im nosnu sham menova osha dvarim shal hashulchan havi heka. Using him shal lishtos mikli echad mishum shal Michael nidbak b'kli. V'chol shechein shlo yochlu mipas echad v'chein nogen. Yachid kli shel melech b'chol echad b'fnei atzma ki l'famim tovlin b'melech v'nishavu shiur emarchel b'melech. So here there's an important shach. He says even though, you know, it says certain things, it's okay, you know, if one person's eating nevela, another one's eating kosher, the guy, you're allowed to eat on that same table. But it says, by chometz, since it's in Yisumashu, you're not allowed. Let's just read the shach. Osu lahalos ala shulchan, v'nir d'davka bosa osu lahalos ala shulchan sh'ochel cholof, o ibcha, v'shim d'alob dili in shimine, v'nei sh'kol echad heta b'tnei atzma, avamutu lahalos bosa nevela ala shulchan sh'ochel lop psak sheva, v'chein mavu b'divi havan b'simet tzari zayin. Umi ma shekosef ha-rosh b'perushlom nadorin gabei hamuda ha-nor mechavero ochel imo al ha-shulchon v'zeh l'shon v'lo chashinin shem yochel imo tekemen shidiu mistam esonim zeh tzeh. I mean, if he asks the b'ned, it means he's not his best friend, right? So therefore we're not choshish, they're going to be palsy-walsy and eat one from the other. So that's better. Mistamish shoson zet zet tvei mi beis achshenoim haochlam al shulchan echad ze botsav ze gvin akal shom mavil beis yosef mashm dafil besar ishurim nami dina hachi v'yesh lomin. So you see that this halacha is not just limited to botsav b'chala because each one is heter, because neder, at least for the one who it's also for, is isa. V'yesh lomin denadom came into sheno also elam itzad nidur choshev ki botsav b'chala. She called echad heta b'fnei atzmo. Avu b'shal isurim yeshlom demoder harosh. For the cause of harashba, b'tshuvu mevir beis Yosef. The oviko chovna haba im chemtzu lebeis Yisrael. Also lahaloso imo al hashulchan. Or pasukach b'shulchan ochsham nira dahosu mishum chuma de chometz shiny. That came the chometz b'mashu rochuku shlo yis ariv pure echad b'shel oviko chovin. b'shel yisol k'mo shekasev avash b'shan teda deha afilu behefzik mapa ka'asa hasam achem medivi ha'ochas chayim she'evi ha'bais yosef l'sham lo mashma ha'ochi l'chor shekasev sham v'sel z'en im lotza ovi k'chom lecho chomet b'beis yisol muto afilu al shulchan yisol k'orav adov l'hat zeb matzev zeh chomet dumi d'shnei achsenoim Atkan, umidi hiti mitama dum deshnech sonoim davka michlal de svirle da filo dovishu also bifne atzma also la halos imo ala shulchan. Mikomakum divi aran nirin, vachain mashmoz kol aposim shlo koso isize el gabi bosa becholov, vegam nirili de ochas chayim model ze el de shiny hosim da halechem yichi ha odon, vrogobo kol ashonov lo bedile inchmine, chai gavna kosov harosh. Beperek ein mamidim gabi bishul ovi kachomun de pas tzorach al choker tvei mishum da al halechim yichi ha'odom mevir beis yosef lakaman ayin sham teda da ha hakocha havan gufi moda belechim da ha aminu reis perek kol habosa chalas chutz laaz ilav dihi drabonin havi gazvinu halo atu achila afa gav da asiri ba'ape nashi elevade belechim shaykh lemigze tvei vidok So he's saying, so first of all, but if the shaila is, what would be about chametz? And as, let's say it's not lechem, let's say it's just a chametz stick, right? Would that be allowed to eat the shulchan? Because if the svar is lechem yichi adam, that svar doesn't apply to, you know, whatever it is that he's eating, that's not lechem. Because he then goes on to say that even like lechem of whatever it is, right? Chalas chutzlos or something like that. But if the reason is because of chumah de Pesach, then it would ask that even if he's eating chametz stick and you're eating kosher, right? And you don't even know the guy, so it's like shneizh shenayim, still it would be asa.
Are we asking a kasha on the chef because the pashas is that it's just chametz, it's not dafka lechem? Who's asking a kasha?
Right, but
that's what the
mashmos
of the
shulchan aruch. But the ma'isa he holds. So, but la loch it sounds like chametz is also osa, right?
Yeah.
So
he's asking on this answer. Right?
Yeah, I'm not sure the answer or it's the two different things. I'm not sure.
It seems like it's he going with the Ran.
Right. But I don't know what does the Prima Gadim say about this shach. Okay.
He seems to be saying that it's two different things.
Who says that to Pima Gordon? Two different answers. Nafkaminas, if it's not lechem, it's for chametz.
Meaning one's medila inche
mina. One of them is al lechem yicha adam, and then he says that ikar chametz gam kein lo bedil mine. So it's like, but they're similar. They work together.
Right. Okay. Or whatever it is that he's eating, that's chametz stick, you know? Right. It could be have flour in it and not be lechem.
The end, he says, Umihu lechem iser afshar de mikre gam kein lo bedil. In other words, maybe it's one iser.
Right, so then, and then he speaks about what the hekka is. I mean, this halacha of hekka we're familiar with not only here by Basar B'Challah, but in Hilchas Nida, right?
That's the source, though.
For the hekka.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, so let's... V'yuzi hirin shal lishtos, the Ramo says, m'kli echad, mishum shamaychal nidbak b'kli. V'chol shechein shlo yochlu b'pas echad v'chein nogin liyachet kli shel melech l'kol echad b'fnei atzma ki l'famim tovlin b'melech v'nishu shiurei meichel b'melech. I don't know if that applies to our salt shakers. In other words, you have to have a separate milk and fleishik. So, because what they were talking about was like a
sauce,
you know, those bowl that's usually silver, right? So. That you dip it in, but if it's just a salt shaker that you sprinkle, so you know you don't. Obviously, you don't stick it into the milk or to the.
What about like drinking a Snapple bottle? Like if a person he goes to have pizza and he drinks half a bottle of Snapple and then he wants to eat his meat later, can he drink from that same bottle?
Unless he washes it out, you mean?
Or your water bottle, whatever.
Well, yeah, right. This is
Snapple's just
saying, right? If he says that they shouldn't drink from one cup.
Yeah. I guess it would be a shiloh unless you pour it out each time.
Right.
Or if you wash the top again with a Snapple bottle or whatever bottle would be more complicated. Okay, let's see. Just start pay test for only a few minutes. Achol boso afilu shol chayev ha'of lo yochol gvina achlov ad she yishe she shos v'afilu shol kashir im yesh boso ben ha'shinayim tzoch la'hasiro. Right? So, I mean, I'm going to pick this up again next week, but there's a loch that you have to wait between bosa and cholov, right? So, the mechaba follows the sheet of the Rambam that you have to wait 6 hours. The Rambam is the chumash sheet. Other Rishonim say that it's 1 hour, and then there are, you know, Yekis have, which try to figure out where that came from. They have 3 hours, but some say that's because if you figure Suda Stam Chochem, because it's Misuda Lasuda, Suda Lasuda for Suda Stam Chochem is 3 hours. What somebody wrote on
Six. Nigra says 6 hours. There's something more in Shabbos. Rebbe saying maybe a Suda Chol.
Remember today was early.
I did not remember.
But never too late. Just in case you forgot about it, you know, I decided
you're
early
for the 11 o'clock
share. Right, sorry. But I take it to you.
Thank you, Evan.
Okay. When I send you, I send you the tapes, you put them on YU or
yeah,
something?
I'm a little behind, but yeah, usually. Most of them are later.
Right.
My Ukfa is 6 hours, no?
So next week also, please, I'm going to give an early shear, unless that changes, when I'm not able to give it.
Thursday
early.
Also?
Early be 9:30.
No, can I give it a little earlier than 9:30? Can I give 9:15?
9:15,
yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
9:15?
Might be a little
early.
I'll do my best to get
here on time.
Yeah.
All right.
That's
the same for me.
Yeah. Huh? If someone sees me walking through, they spend a cat here on the shoulder.
If the Pisgei Tshuva has a Shali quotes the Behet of the Marit, Im Hem Shos Manios. Right, so he quotes at the end of the Pimigodim the Chachmas Odom say that it shouldn't be Zmanios, that it has to be Shavos. And that's the general minig. Right? But there are other shitas as we'll see that all you have to wait is 1 hour. And we generally make it like that for a choila. I don't know if I'm saying a secret, but Rabbi Kahn, for a while, he had an issue with an ulcer or something, and he used to wait, because in those days, the way the people, I don't know if they do this anymore, for ulcers, that they drink milk. I think the Rav also had an ulcer.
I had terrible heartburn, and I was like within the 6 hours, and I'm like, oh, I just want to drink a cup of milk.
And that would help you?
Yeah, but I didn't know what
that was. Oh, so yes, now you know. But now they don't treat ulcers that way. They know that ulcers is caused by a bacteria. They treat it with antibiotics, I think.
Yeah, but it's supposed to cause. It's supposed to like.
It helps because I think it coats the stomach or something. The Rav used to drink
it's
it.
Also, a base as opposed to an acid.
Okay, so why we wait these 6 hours is a machlokes. Is if you look here in the Taz, yes, we say base timing, ha'echad shehabasa motzi shumin u'moshech tam adzman aruch ulefize mishelo shelo ochel ela lois latinok enutzoch lahamtim v'tam beis hu tam harambam mishum basa sheben hashinayim demikre basa at Sheish Shos. Now, so the question is, why is it that we wait 6 hours? According to the Rambam, it's because the meat will get stuck between your teeth, right? Others say that the reason is because the tam in your, you know. So if the reason, the Taz says, if the reason is because of Nafkamina is, this is before Bichnot and Gerber's, the way the mother would first chew the meat or chew the food for the baby and then give it to the baby to swallow, to eat, right? Because it couldn't chew and digest it itself, so it was partially digested. So if the reason, now the question is, does the mother have to wait 6 hours before she eats milchiks? So if the reason is because possibly not shenayim, the answer is yes. But if the reason is because of the tam, then the answer is she doesn't have to wait. That's what this Taz says. Ufiza gam haloyes chayiv lahamtin vak yesh kula baboso shebena shenayim she'achav avso. So kaim lan lahachma kishnei hataim. So, okay. However, there's... So that's what the Taz says. We're there for machmer, even, we're machmer both ways. Excuse me, just.